The next throbbing cluster of issues involves church-state relations. The non-radical Theocon wing of the GOP demands a more conservative judiciary and an expanded role for religion in education, social services, and the constraining of immoral behavior: abortion, homosexuality, pornography, and contraception. But avoids spelling out any grand revolutionary mandate. The Christian Reconstructionist movement, by contrast, proclaims ambitions that range from replacing public schools with religious education to imposing biblical law and limiting the franchise to male Christians. Since not many people identify openly as Christian Reconstructionists, the movement's ability to influence U.S. politics in these radical directions is unclear. Most Americans, having never heard of Christian Reconstructionism, likely assume it has only fringe status. The groups that monitor such activists, Theocracy Watch, The Public Eye, The First Amendment Foundation, Church and State Magazine, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and others, take the movement more seriously, however. Their contention is that the Reconstructionists exercise a great deal of indirect influence through the Southern Baptist Convention, the Assemblies of God, Promise Keepers, the Christian Broadcasting Network, the Christian Coalition, the Conservative Council for National Policy, and other groups that share many of their less radical perspectives. That is plausible, given the array of lesser Christian right figures who, while denying they are Reconstructionists, admit to agreeing with some of their positions. Journalist Frederick Clarkson quotes Reconstructionist theoretician Gary North, for many years a member of the Council for National Policy, claiming that his element's ideas have penetrated into Protestant circles that, for the most part, are unaware of the original source of the theological ideas that are beginning to transform them. The three major legs of the Reconstructionist movement are the Presbyterian-oriented educators, the Baptist school headmasters and pastors, and the charismatic telecommunications system. North refers here not to mainline Presbyterianism, but to several independent fundamentalist denominations: the Presbyterian Church of America and the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, that broke away from the national church over doctrinal differences. The connection with the Southern Baptist Convention is difficult to measure. In 2004, Clarkson alleged that the Reconstructionists have taken over the Southern Baptist Convention's national leadership. An SBC spokesman, John Revell, acknowledged that his denomination and the theocrats agree on many issues, from biblical infallibility to male primacy in family and church governance, but that only a small minority of SBC adherents supported theocracy. Clarkson countered that the SBC backs a politics of majoritarianism, popular political mobilization, behind an essentially religious agenda. On the other hand, Reconstructionist ties to the Assemblies of God have been important since Pat Robertson mobilized their superchurches for his 1988 presidential campaign. Attorney General John Ashcroft, son and grandson of AOG preachers, was perhaps the best example of a high Bush administration official whose policies had some Reconstructionist coloration. Robertson himself was an open advocate of the so-called Restoration Acts cited in Chapter 6, and Herb Titus, the one-time dean of the law school at Robertson's Regents University, was involved in crafting them. At very least, all three legislative proposals are building blocks for ending the separation between church and state. If ever enacted as a group, they would signal a far-reaching upheaval in U.S. politics and government. Parenthetically, both George W. Bush and Florida Governor Jeb Bush drew on thinkers and administrators with ties to Reconstructionism in their implementation of faith-based social services. Marvin Alasky, a major architect of this plan and coiner of the term compassionate conservatism, was influenced by prominent Reconstructionists and cited many in his books. In Florida, Jerry Regier, appointed in 2002 by Jeb Bush to head the State Department of Children and Families, was identified by the Miami Herald as having drafted a Reconstructionist manifesto for the Christian Rights Council on Revival in 1989. On this dimension, at least, the two men have been willing to turn to Reconstructionists.